On this edition of Hidden in Plain Sight, we'll be visiting one of Detroit's most mysterious and intriguing landmarks, the Detroit Masonic Temple. And if you're not familiar, as you head down Woodward toward Midtown, maybe on your way to a Red Wing or a Tiger game, just before Little Caesars Arena, there's a street temple, and on it is the Masonic Temple. And from an aerial view, the Masonic Temple sits roughly in between Little Caesars Arena and Cass Technical High School. From its world-class performances and the many rock stars who've graced its stage, this massive building is much more than just a temple. It's a testament to Detroit's musical legacy, cultural history, and the power of saving a piece of the city's soul. The Detroit Masonic Temple stands proudly in the heart of the city, a towering ornate structure that has played a pivotal role in Detroit's history since it opened its doors in 1926. Designed by architect George D. Mason, it is the largest Masonic temple in the world, covering over 1,000 rooms and 14 stories. And although not visible from the street, in addition to the Temple Theater, where many music acts perform, there is also a cathedral theater, a crystal ballroom, a chapel, and several other ballrooms and parlor rooms that make up this massive structure. And at one time, the Masonic Temple actually hosted a women's roller derby league in what is known as Drill Hall. In the temple's grand design, there is stunning Greek architecture, complete with marble staircases, towering columns, and intricate carvings. For years, it has been both a center of fraternal activity and a cultural venue hosting concerts, theater productions, and even political events. But there's so much more to this building than just its history and architecture. Over the decades, the Masonic Temple has been a central part of Detroit's music scene, attracting renowned artists from all over the world, from just about every genre. It's not just a venue, it's a place where the arts come to life and where unforgettable moments are made.
We've been away a long time from Detroit. We're so pleased to be back here with you.
Perhaps most famously, the Rolling Stones performed there in 1964 as part of their first North American tour. Detroit was a pivotal city for the band, and their Masonic Temple show was part of the early magic that helped cement their place in rock history. The Masonic Temple also became a staple for Motown legends like Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Smokey Robinson. All of whom performed at the Temple, adding to Detroit's reputation as the heart of American soul and pop music. And these performances drew large crowds and were part of the city's golden era of music. Fast forward just a few decades, and the Masonic Temple continued to attract influential artists from around the world. Rock legends like David Bowie, Iggy Pop, and Led Zeppelin all played to packed houses. But perhaps the most recent story of the Masonic Temple involves an unlikely hero, Jack White, the Detroit-based musician behind the White Stripes. In the early 2000s, the Masonic Temple fell on hard times. The building, once an iconic part of the city's landscape, became financially strained and its future was uncertain. The temple was in danger of closing because of overdue taxes piling up and really no clear way to save it. And that's when Jack White, known for his deep connection to Detroit's musical history, stepped in. In 2010, White learned that the Masonic Temple was in danger of being sold to cover back taxes, and he would have none of it. he made a bold decision that would ultimately save the building. He paid the taxes himself.
You took me the same old way, so I'm nervous.
White's love for Detroit and its rich musical history was the driving force behind his decision to save the temple. And by saving it, he not only preserved an incredibly important cultural landmark, but also ensured that future generations could continue to experience the magic of live music at such a historic venue. His action was a huge statement about his commitment to Detroit and its artistic community. So, what makes the Detroit Masonic Temple so significant beyond these performances? It's the way it embodies the city's resilience and spirit. It's a place where generations of artists, musicians, and fans have come together to celebrate the power of music. The venue's massive scale and grandeur make it a unique experience for any performer or audience member. There's just something about stepping into that building that makes it feel like you're stepping into history. And it's also a symbol of Detroit's determination to preserve its cultural heritage. In a city that has faced its share of economic and social struggles, the Masonic Temple stands as a beacon of the arts, reminding us that the heart of Detroit beats in the music, creativity, and the community that has always defined it. So whether you're there to see a local band or a world-class artist, stepping into the Masonic Temple is like stepping in to the heartbeat of Detroit itself. And that is hidden in plain sight.